Ether slips under $2,000 as futures open interest hits. Record 16M ETH Ether broke under $2,000 on the morning of May 28, 2026, printing $1,988.27 at the time of writing, down 4.2% on the day and 6.5% over the week. The drop came with a record set in the other direction. Total open interest in ETH futures climbed to roughly 16 million ETH, the highest figure on record, according to a market wrap from CoinDesk citing derivatives data. The split between spot price and derivatives positioning is the part of the day worth watching, not the price level itself. A leverage build into the sell-off. Open interest measures the total value of outstanding derivatives contracts. A rising number means traders are opening new positions, not closing them. When open interest expands during a price decline, the usual read is that fresh shorts are entering rather than longs unwinding. That looks like the case here. ETH funding rates stayed mildly positive through most of May, then flipped neutral as price slid this week, and futures open interest climbed even as spot kept selling. A drawdown that comes with shrinking open interest is a market clearing out. A drawdown that comes with growing open interest is a market doubling down. The 16 million ETH figure points to the second pattern. The divergence matters. Markets that build leverage into weakness are fragile in two directions. If price keeps falling, late shorts get paid, but stretched longs and basis traders face forced unwinds. If price recovers, the same crowded short book turns into fuel for a squeeze. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 32, fear, on May 28th, against a wider tape that saw Bitcoin at $73,206, down 3.4% on the day, and SOL at $81.04, down 3.4%. Risk has been bid lower across the majors, so the ETH-specific record on open interest is not happening in isolation. It is happening alongside a broader risk-off move that already pushed Bitcoin under $75,000 earlier this week. For context on the BTC side of the same sell-off, see our note on Bitcoin breaking $75,000, where $150 million in longs were liquidated in a single session. The yield side reading the futures OI print also lands during a week in which ETH staking flows have been mixed and a senior Ethereum figure publicly trimmed exposure. David Hoffman, co-founder of Bankless, said on May 27th that he had sold a portion of his ETH holdings and that the original money thesis for Ether had played out. That is not a market-moving event on its own, but it sits in the same week as Ether's break of $2,000, and is part of why sentiment around ETH has thinned even before the OI number printed. For readers who came in via ETH staking products, the practical effect is the same as on any leveraged underlying. A falling collateral price can pressure restaking positions, and any token staking tied crypto card program that uses ETHIA as the lockup asset. Volatility in the underlying is volatility in the cashback. Liquidation map CoinGlass style liquidation maps for ETH have been clustering around $950-$900 and $1,850 over the past 24 hours. A close decisively below $950 puts the next visible cluster around $1,850 in play. On the upside, a reclaim of $2,050 would force some of the late short interest to cover, particularly given how much of the open interest build came in the last 48 hours. The 16 million ETH figure does not predict a direction. It says the air is thin and the next move in either direction is likely to be amplified by forced flow rather than absorbed by spot.